Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so excited you're here today. And I'm really excited about what we're talking about today. Also, if you hear some commotion in the background, my cats just discovered I have this big box light. My husband had them for podcast recording like a long time ago, and one stays in the office, and they just discovered that it's been sitting here for months. And I don't know, both of them found it at the same time. So if you hear some commotion in the background, it's probably just the cats. But I love what we're talking about today. Today is also, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, Wednesday, September 24th of 2025, if you are listening to this in the morning, before noon Eastern Standard Time, if you are one of the morning girlies that wakes up and you're like, I'm going to get my podcast in, and you still want to join the free 2-day Becoming Obsessed Masterclass, just shoot me a DM on Instagram, like really, really quickly, and you can fill it out. Fill out the little, it's literally just your name and your email, and then you can pop into the live 2-day class, because I am doing some giveaways. One is going to include a free coaching call with me, a 45-minute call, where we dive into everything that's going on with you in your business, in your life, in your relationship, wherever you need the most support. We're going to dive in, we're going to talk through it, and I'm going to be there to support you in whatever it is that you need, okay? If you're listening to this later in the day on Wednesday and you want to get in to the second day, simply do the same thing. Message me and I will shoot you the link to register. So just shoot me a link over at Mallory Campbell, or click the link in the show notes. You can still join. The replays will be available as well. So if you sign up for the masterclass and you can't join live, that's absolutely okay. You're going to get the calls emailed right to the email that you submitted in the form. You'll get it same day, later in the day. You can catch up on the calls and you can watch it. And then coming off of that, we are going to be doing a really fun 21-day challenge. All right. I'm going to share more about this on the second day of the masterclass. I'm going to be sharing about it on Instagram. But I will tell you, the women who are in the masterclass are going to get some awesome specials, like special pricing just for the ladies who are in the masterclass. So if you want to take advantage of that, make sure you're registered for the free masterclass, because you are going to get an email with all of the details before everyone else. This is going to start on October 1st. Okay. I am so excited for this, because there's going to be some really cool accountability challenges for this 21-day energy reset. It's all about integrating everything that you've learned in the 2-day masterclass, basically summing up everything that we've talked about in this podcast. I've been touching on what we're going to be covering in the masterclass. This is going to tie a nice bow on it, but you're going to be doing these things, these prompts, these rituals together alongside other women. So we're going to have a private group chat. We're going to have some, you know, check-in times that we're going to really see what's coming up, what is happening, what is going on, how we can support each other. Week one, we're going to be doing a lot of awareness and clearing the survival mode that many of us have, especially coming into the fall season. Week two, we're really going to be looking at embodiment, bold micro action steps, which really is more of a reflection on rituals and creating space to do the things that you know you want to do throughout the day without it feeling like you have to add another step. Like, nobody wants to add more stuff and they're already like crowded schedule. I know, I get it. I have two kids in travel sports. We travel all of the time. We have commitments. We just got our conferences emails, right? Like, we have stuff. You have jobs, right? Yes, that reminded me of this thing that was going around on Instagram where she was talking about how, like, you job your love. It just reminded me of that. This has nothing to do with it. That's why I kind of paused and laughed for a second. We have stuff. We have responsibilities going on in life. So we're not going to be adding more things. This is a compliment to your daily life. This is something that when it's non-existent in my current season, I feel it. When I am not a part of a group, a mastermind, working with a one-to-one coach, I feel it. I physically feel it. I'm like, there is something missing. That's why I'm in this season right now where I might be potentially hiring a coach again. I have taken about a year and a half off of working with somebody, and I can physically feel it. I can energetically feel it. I just can. And I'm ready to start shifting that, because with that comes you're a part of identity that we're going to talk about today as well. And then week three, we're going to go into anchoring and expansion. It's 21 days. It's going to run from October 1st to October 21st. You can join even if you're not a part of the masterclass. Okay, the price will just be a little bit more than the masterclass, ladies. So join for the masterclass. You'll get the email. You can sign. I mean, I'm telling you guys, it's not hundreds of dollars. Like, it is a very obtainable price point for a 21 day. When you really, like, you know, look at it, it's an accountability challenge, but it's not going to be called that. Okay, we're playing with energy, we're working with identity, we're starting to play around with rituals. And the biggest thing is having other women like you in a safe space, in a container online, that you can bounce ideas and messages off of each other. And it's going to be a really beautiful, supportive tool and community, which I love, which is a huge part of what I have been creating over the last couple of years. Is the women who come in are like next level humans. Like, they're incredible people. So you're going to love who ends up in this group. I can guarantee it. All right. So let's dive into what we're talking about today. Okay. We're talking a lot about identity pivots, what reinvention looks like. And this doesn't have to be this huge declaration of like, I am different. Like, I am showing up different in every way of my life. This happens a lot in the fitness world. And I share about this all of the time because I have a lot of new listeners who come in every week. And I want to make sure to give a little backstory about where I've come from and a little bit about my story. I've worked in the fitness industry for a really long time. And even saying that, sometimes I'm like, that it seems so far from where I'm at now. I still work out multiple days per week. I love walking. I love lifting. I'm going to start getting into Pilates. Anyway, but this seems so far from currently where I'm at in my life, which is wild because it was such a huge part of my life for 10, 15 years. I was a personal trainer. I co-owned a fitness studio. I taught dance fitness. I did bodybuilding professionally for 7 years. And the last show I did was in 2019, and it's now 2025, which, that's what, 6 years? Six years seems about right, but it also seems like it was so much like longer ago. That's not so much more. It was a long time ago. It seems like it was longer. Okay. I don't know if that made sense. It seems like it was forever ago, which is crazy. But where I would see this is that a lot of my clients would be like, oh no, I need to change everything about myself in order to obtain this fitness goal or this weight amount that they wanted to lose or whatever it might be. And when doing that all at once, your body does not know how to catch up to all of that. And it's not safe. Ultimately, what it comes down to is, okay, if I'm changing every single thing about myself rapidly within 48 hours, let's say I'm giving up eating all fast food. Let's say you love fast food, right? Or you're a big pop drinker and you're like, I'm literally never drinking pop again, or I'm not eating sugar anymore. And all of a sudden you quit, quote unquote, stop, quit all on one day. Body doesn't know how to respond. It starts going crazy after 24 to 48 hours. And it's like, I can't sustain this. We're not used to this. So what I'm saying here is not to, you know, up and change every single thing about your life. If you're starting to play with an identity shift, maybe you're leaving a certain career or you're launching something new or you're entering a new season of your life. And I love to bring things like this, and I do this multiple times per year. I talk about it all the time. I clean out my closet, you know, just like the song, I'd be cleaning out my closet. I clean out my closet multiple times per year. For many reasons. Number one, physically, I don't have enough room because I like to shop. I do. I like to shop. And I like to constantly be updating who I am externally by what I wear, my expression, by my clothes. Currently, I'm sitting in a giant oversized Aviator Nation sweatsuit. That's a huge part of my identity. I have a big problem with Aviator Nation and Aloe clothes. I just do. I love both of those brands so much. And I like to continue to update my wardrobe, even if they're sweatsuits, okay? Yes, they're bougie. Yes, they're overpriced, but I love them. They're comfortable. I love the way that they look, okay? So for me, that's a good investment. And I like to update them. So what does that mean? I have to clean out space in my closet so I have room to put these things. That's also part of an identity shift. So this is part of, and I've been playing with this idea just within the last couple of weeks. I'm like, you know, there are parts of me, and I have a couple of people that I follow online. It's like, I am choosing to put little efforts into what I'm wearing. Like, I want to shift some things that I wear. Okay. I just do. I want to shift some of the things that I wear, whether it's volunteering at the kids' school, going to the gym. Like, I'm trying to not wear my gym clothes, my athleisure everywhere, because a lot of times what my day ends up looking like, whether I'm driving my kids to school, my husband's driving my kids to school, I get a workout in, and then most of the time I just stay in my workout clothes the entire day. But I notice my identity shifts. Like, I can feel my energy shifts a little bit if I change my clothes after I work out. I'm like, oh, okay, I can just feel a little bit of a shift there, which I really like. And this is what I wanted to tap into a little bit, is that even if you're working and shifting your identity, you don't have to reinvent yourself in a major way every single day. You don't have to change everything about yourself all at once, even if you're going through some kind of identity shift and upgrade. Because who you were last year, I can almost guarantee you're not the same person this year currently. If you're listening to this in September of 2025, you're not the same person as you were in September 2024. That would be my educated guess. Now, maybe you're looking at your life and this is just a beautiful invitation to be like a mirror to hold up. If you are looking at your life, and I've been here as well. Okay, I'm not saying this talking about I'm over here saying and doing these things. No, I have felt like I've been in the same place year to year, and I don't love that feeling. I'll just put that out there. I don't love that feeling because to me, that's not growth and moving forward. No matter what area in your life you're focusing on, whether it's your business, relationship, your job, whatever, it doesn't matter. I don't want to be in the same place 12 months later. I want to be continually moving forward, no matter what that looks like. And the definition of what that looks like is going to be different for everybody. So somebody listening could be like, oh, well, that's financial. That means financial for me. Okay, great. For somebody else, that could mean their overall physical appearance, right? Or the number on the scale. Great. It doesn't matter. Take it for what you take that as, it's going to be different for everybody. Other people could be energetically, it could be setting boundaries, it could be anything that applies to your life. Okay. So yes, I am constantly reworking my closet, bringing clothes out of my space, things that no longer align with me, things that I no longer identify with, things that I haven't worn in a really long time. Okay. It's just time, because this version of me shows up a little differently when it comes to what I wear. Okay. And I love to use some different affirmations or quote cards or things that you can put in your phone, on your wall, in your planner, whatever that looks like. And you can take this if you want to borrow it. Every time I reinvent a part of my life, I realize I can't stay attached to the old version of me. Reinvention always demands an identity pivot. It's a really powerful quote that you can use, because it doesn't mean you're changing everything. It just means that you're pivoting. Just like Friends, pivot, like you're pivoting, right? You're shifting some things. And a lot of people, I'll speak to women, often wait for this big crash out, right? Like this rock bottom, I'm hitting burnout, I'm breaking down. Maybe it's a scare in your health. Maybe you're getting sick. Maybe it's a relationship falling apart, before giving yourself permission to actually reinvent parts of yourself or create this identity shift. Think about it. Are you waiting for this big catastrophe in your life? And sometimes, I will say this, those moments are very familiar to a lot of us, because we grew up in chaos. If you grew up in chaos, chaos feels very familiar, and it ultimately feels relatively, quote unquote, safe, because that's what you know. That's what you're familiar with. So if you grew up in chaos and it feels very familiar there, a lot of times we wait for this big moment of burnout or breakdown before we actually make a change, because we can keep holding on. I'm going to hold on to that last little thread because I'm still good until something explodes or implodes, whatever it might be. Okay. So if you are somebody who is very familiar with the chaos, do a little assessment. Are you checking in with yourself? Are you waiting until something blows up to ultimately make a change? Only you can answer that. I can help you answer that if we're working together in a one-to-one container and you're sharing things with me and I can mirror things back to you, right? Of course. But ultimately, you're the only one who can answer that. And if you are ready for this identity upgrade or shift, these micro shifts, it's going to start opening up a new energy. So let's take it back to the closet. Let's take it back to what you're wearing. Okay. And you don't have to go out and buy anything new. You can literally look through your closet. And if you find something in there that you have been saving for a special, now I'm not saying go out and wear a ball gown to go pick your kids up from school. All right. Unless you want to, fine. But if there's something in your closet, you're like, ooh, this shifts my energy a little bit just by looking at it. When I put it on, I feel a new, different way. Okay, great. Start with that. You're going to notice your energy start to shift. And this is a ripple effect, because first it's your, oh my gosh, these cats. It's this energy that you feel internally, right? Then it's going to go into your work. It's going to go into your relationships, in your marriage, as a parent, in your job. Apply it to whatever applies to you, okay? This little thing, you're going to start to notice that has a ripple effect that bleeds into your life in a really beautiful way. You can then bring this into your morning. You can bring this in to your boundaries. Okay, you can bring this into your evening routine, to the mug that you drink your coffee out of. It can be something as simple as that. It could be cleaning out your space. My God, this is going to be the death of me. I swear to God. I've talked about it here a lot. This goes with organizing my closet and clearing stuff out, right? I have so many spaces in my rooms. And I'm so excited you guys are going to hear from Clutterbee. I believe the two ladies who started the organizational company that I work with. I'm so excited for you to hear from them. I believe their episode is going to be out next week. So you're going to be able to hear from them about how important it is for your physical space to clear up your energy in your home, your energy in your brain, your energy in your body. There's so much clutter that your crap takes up, not just physically. It's emotionally, it's energetically, it's everything. Because, oh, I think I talked about it last week too. I'm so excited for you to hear this podcast episode. So all of these things, right? It's all tied into your energy. Energy is my number one core value. It is, because from that lens of, is this amplifying my energy? Is this draining my energy? Where is my energy at on a scale of 1 to 10? If somebody asks me to do something, I got to check in with me. I got to check in with my husband. I check in with how this is going to affect my family, how this is going to affect logistically. If we now need to get sitters, if we have to travel, if we're doing something with the kids, it's all tied into how does that make me feel energetically? Okay, because I am a firm believer that your energy matters. If you are not rested, everyone in your life is going to feel it. If you are running on fumes, everyone in your life is going to feel it. If you show up on social media, they're going to feel it. Even if you're showing up from behind the lens, like, they're going to feel it. If you're just phoning in your business, they're going to feel it. Like, I have worked with people and had conversations with people. They're like, okay, I'm launching this thing. I'm so excited. I put up 6 generic Canva slides on my stories and nobody bought it. Okay, well, no shit. Have you been talking about it? Or is this just a bland graphic? No offense. It could be the best graphic in the world. It doesn't matter that you just randomly showed up after being dark on social media. You showed up for one day. Like, you creep on everyone, right? You creep in all the pages, but you're not really active. And all of a sudden you put something out there on your stories or make a feed post. And you're like, why did nobody sign up? Well, there's not an energy exchange there. You're not nurturing your audience. You're not showing up for them. You're not giving them value or giving them a behind the scenes look of your life. And you might think like, well, this is the game we play on social media. If you're not building a business on social media, that's absolutely fine. Like, this doesn't apply to you then in this specific example. You know what I mean? Okay. This is about somebody launching something on the internet when you're not giving an even energy exchange. Unless you're Kim Kardashian or Justin Bieber, like, you can post these things and it gets millions and millions of views and likes. Of course, like, that's what it is. My coffee's cold now. I just took a sip of it. That makes me sad. I'm going to have to make another one after this episode. Or I might get a Starbucks on the way. I have lunch duty obligations. Okay. All right. Let's get back into it. This 21-day energy shift, this integration, is going to nurture this community first and foremost. But there's also going to be a lot of guidance and support of, here's your rituals. Here's some prompts. Here are some things that complement your life, that bring you joy and energy. And these are things that you might not think of on your own. Because it's exhausting throwing stuff against the wall, hoping it sticks. You know what I mean? You're like, well, maybe if I try this journal, maybe if I get this new pen, maybe if I set up this corner in my house, then I'll have my shit together. You know, like, when it's January and you're like, I'm going to get a new planner and my life is going to, it's going to be together. I can feel it. This new notebook, this is going to be the key that unlocks it for me. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're like, you get a package of new highlighters or like jelly pens and you're like, my life has changed. I'm a new woman. I am now the person who carries around glittery markers and I'm going to, you know, use this journal and show up for myself. Maybe that's the case. Okay. And I love that for you, because sometimes that does work. That's part of romanticizing your life. But then what happens is you get a text, you get a call, the situation happens, you get stressed about this thing, you forgot to message somebody back. this thing happened over here. Boom. Now you revert back to wherever you were, whatever you were doing before then, and you throw all that shit out the window. You know what I mean? So think about that. Think about realistically stuff happening and showing up in your life, but now having a community of people to bounce ideas off of, to come back to, that you open up this message and you're like, oh shit, I'm not the only one dealing with stuff in my life, but Ashley over here is still showing up even though this and this is going on in her life. She's showing up for herself. She's showing up for me. She's showing up for the group. It's really powerful when you look at it that way. You know what I mean? Okay. I just realized I didn't press record on my other recording system and software. That is so silly of me. Oh my gosh. See, something, this is real life. Something happened in my life that didn't go according to plan. So there's a quote that goes along with this. My husband says it all the time. You only fall to the level of your train. It's something, you don't rise to the occasion. You fall back on the level of your training. Meaning you fall back on the practices and the rituals that you have. You don't rise to the occasion. Like it's, you fall back on what you know. So if you're not constantly elevating yourself and pushing yourself to grow, to be a better version of yourself, you revert back and you take like 10 steps back. And I want to just touch on this really quickly because I feel like there's a lot of confusion in this space, and I've seen people talk about it. It's like the hustle, and then we have the soft girl eras, and then it's like, well, you got to hustle all the time, and it's like, well, no, you just got to be out there receiving and flowing. And it's like, okay, let's, that can be very challenging for a lot of people to hear. It can be almost working negatively in a lot of people's lives because all of a sudden someone might get the idea that it's like, all I have to do is sit and receive and rest and I'm going to make millions of dollars. It's like, no, most likely no. People who are out there building businesses or who have spent the last 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years building businesses and now they might be in that season. That is wonderful. That is beautiful. But there are things out there that can mislead people when it comes to that, that we have missed out on watching those 10, 20 plus years of grinding their butt off, working their butt off, showing up early, working really late, like push, 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 then to get into this era, this soft person era, right? Whether it's a man or a woman, mostly it's women, right? Who are like, let's just sit back and receive. But there is a duality here that both can exist at the same time. Not at the exact same time, right? But in your life, there's going to be ebbs and flows of when people are sitting back and receiving and allowing yourself to rest, which is beautiful and much needed in your life. But then there's also going to be moments and seasons in your life where you have to push yourself. You have to show up. You have to be more in that doing energy body because we have to get shit done. Because if we're too much in the other side of that pendulum, there's no goalpost. There's no workforce. There's no push to actually create. And that can start to dim some of our creative energy as well. So if you have been, you know, kind of sitting back and looking at all of these things and you're like, well, what do I even do? Like people are saying work, hustle, grind. And then other people are saying, no, rest, relax and flow and receive. It's like both can exist for you simultaneously. That is the harmony. That is the quote unquote balance that people talk about. That is what we're striving for, is to have a beautiful harmony of both of those things together. Okay. So don't let that trip you up. If you are seeing these things out there and you're like, what do I even do? Like, this is so confusing, right? Yeah, I get it. We're going to be harmonizing both of those things because me, my season of life is going to look different than Jane over here in her season of life. I don't know what Jane, but if I did, right, our seasons of life would look different. Same thing for you who's listening to this podcast, right? Same thing for your best friend. Same thing for your sister. Your seasons of life are going to look different, but there is a common through line here that we are all striving to become this most beautiful version of ourselves. Whether that is an identity shift, you're leaving parts of yourself behind, you're reinventing and recreating yourself. Oh my gosh, I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And my phone is ringing. Ringing through my computer, which is always fun. Anyway, it was just a spam call. Not to worry. So we are always upgrading, okay? We are constantly upgrading. Even if you feel like you're kind of spinning your wheels, that might be an indication that it's time to let some of those things go to create space for what is meant to come. And that's hard. I get it. Okay? I get it. I completely understand. All right? So let's talk about a couple things that you can do today. And some of these practices are going to be in these next 21 days starting October 1st. I'm so freaking excited about. Okay? This can be something simple as reinventing your morning playlist, whatever kind of music you're listening to, choose music, or maybe it's in the afternoon, maybe it's in the evening, okay? Put in any time of day that you want. It really doesn't matter to me. Put in some songs that make you feel obsessed with that moment of your life. That's it. Just like three songs, you're like, these are bangers, right? This is why my husband and I go to so many music festivals, because there is something in the air, in the energy. If you have not gone to a music festival, and the outside ones are great because it's not, it doesn't feel as much like a club, right? Like we're not club goers, right? We're not sitting in bottle service. Like my husband doesn't drink, like that's not a thing. I love a glass of wine now and then. I do. I love an organic glass of wine. Okay. Maybe two. And there's something that music does to your bones, like to your energy. There is something about hearing music live, being surrounded by other people who also, like, you get it. Like, if you know, you know. Like, festival goers, it is a whole thing, okay? It's like, it's not a cult, all right? It's not. But if you've been to a music festival, you know. Down to what you wear, down to the energy, like you give like things to other people, right? Like these little gifts. Like if you're not a music festival goer and you don't go to these types of events, like there's these little clips called sprouts and you just give them to people. If you're loving somebody's energy or somebody, you know, you've just made a connection with somebody or whatever it might be, the outfits that you wear, like it's a whole movement of in and of itself. Like there are just things that make sense only in, I will say, the rave community. Like we're not, we don't love like, oh my God, what is the dubstep type music? Like that's not our vibe. We're more house music. And like I love some of my favorite artists when it comes to this music scene. Okay. This is off topic, but I love Zedd. I love, Griffin. I love Two Friends. We're huge Kygo fans, which is kind of old school. We just saw Diplo this past weekend. I love me some Diplo. He's such a vibe. So John Summit is one of my all-time favorites. My husband's favorite is Dom Dala. We're going to be seeing all of these people coming up again. We've actually seen all of those artists live, plus more, just in this last summer, because this is part of, it's crazy when I talk about that, it's part of our identity shifts, right? Our reinvention. Only in this last year, we started to go to raves and music festivals again, because it's just opening up a whole new part of ourselves. Like I have an entire section of my closet now dedicated to my rave wear. Like this is crazy. I'm in my 30s. Like this is nuts. You know what I mean? But we love it. And that's just part of it. Okay. So that's part of this identity shift. So I also create during the summer months, the summer playlists for my email community. It's really cool. You guys get some curated playlists that have a lot of these artists on there. Plus, we love country. We love a country concert that is just pick a couple. It could be worship music. It could be gospel. It could be, you know, 2000s rap and hip hop music. It doesn't matter. Choose music throughout your day that lights you up. Like when I drive in the summertime, and you can do this in the winter, but we have sports cars and I just love to drive them. I'll put the top down, windows down, whatever, and just blast some of these playlists. Like it is like therapy. And I will post it on my story. I will share about it because until the day I die, because it is like therapy listening to these songs. And I'm by myself. Sometimes I do it. The kids are in the car with me. But this is usually like if I take the cars to the gym or whatever I'm doing, I will roll the windows down, put the top off, sun shining, and just blast some of these songs. And it shifts my energy and my identity. You can do this if you're riding a bike. You can do this if you're taking a walk. You can do this if you're driving a car. You can put headphones in. It doesn't matter. Okay. That's just one of the practices I love. You can put it on in your house. Choose some songs that lift you up and make you feel different. Okay? Really cool. Number two, reinventing your workspace. So in my office right now, and I'm calling it my office, this is me and my husband's office, but I've kind of taken it over. I'm not going to lie. I just cleaned off the desk because I couldn't stand it any longer. Like all my husband's crap was just sitting on it. Stuff from my kids was just sitting here. I'm like, this has got to go. I have all my podcast stuff sitting to the left of my desk. And that's also driving me nuts because I hate cords. If you know, I have my permission to activate sign behind me. I hate these dang cords. I hate them. But we need an electrician to come and do it because my husband is really handy. Like I love when he does handy stuff around the house. I'm not going to lie. But this is one thing where he's like, no, we actually have to have somebody come here because this, I don't know the lingo. Something has to happen in the wall with the wires. Okay. But cleaning off my desk alone, that's an energy upgrade. Maybe you're doing this with a corner of your room. Maybe you're lighting a candle. Oh my gosh, you guys, I lit a candle the other day. My dang cat's tail caught on fire. The kitten. Okay. I had a candle lit the day before that. I'm like, let's see what the cats do. I kind of like hung around the kitchen. I'm like, are they going to be by it? They didn't mess with it. Well, the next day I did the same thing. I'm like, let's see how this goes. Well, the dang cat's tail, like he wasn't paying attention. The cat turned around. This is Marv. His tail brushed against the candle, lit on fire. And Jeremy, my husband, had to grab him, put out his tail and like throw him on the floor. He was fine. He was fine, completely fine. I like held him and made sure he was fine. His tail was a little singed. Okay. But okay. He's okay. So if you don't have cats, we now use, and I have the candle warmers that you just like put the little lamp over that you put the candle under. So you still get the smell because you guys, I'm doing giveaways. Okay. This is how my brain works. I'm doing giveaways for the 2-day masterclass starting tomorrow. And my favorite candles from Happiness & Co., some of my favorite candles I'm giving away, the Fall Vibes candle, she made these in mini sizes for me. They are so cute. They smell so dang good. They're in like this little golden tin and they're the Fall Vibes candle. So it's very timely with this season. So if you have pets that you don't like candles around, get a candle warmer and you're still going to get the scents because I'm a part of, this is a plug for Happiness. And I know she listens to the podcast. This is a plug for her company. She sponsors all of my retreats and I'm a part of her monthly candle club membership who I was just promoting it to Sarah, who does all of my email marketing. I'm like, you have to join the membership because you get a signature monthly scent every single month. And her scents that come out every month, sometimes it's just for the candle club and they're so good. So it's like, well, I don't want to cancel my membership because these silly cats, you know, can't be by open flames, but I'm like, I'll just use my candle warmers that they will not catch on fire from. Okay. Thank God nothing more happened. I'm like, we can no longer have open flames in this house, but I can use my little light, like a wax warmer type situation, but for candles. Okay. Anyway, I'm giving away 3 of these candles in the masterclass. They're so good. So if you want a chance to win one of them, click below. All right, you can join our masterclass. Anyway, you can apply this to any part of your home. You can do this in your car. Think of how differently you feel if you clean out your car. Like if you're somebody, if I didn't have children, I swear my house and my car would just be spotless all of the time. Now, not to say my closet, because my closet is a mess, but I would have a lot more free time on my hands. Okay. Let's just say that if I didn't have kids. If you didn't have kids, like you have a little more time on your hands. You're not taking care of children and keeping them alive, right? But my car, I'm like, you guys, I don't know what. It's just like they get in there and all of a sudden it's like, boom, like a mess. I'm like, you didn't even have any. How does this happen? You get in from school and it's like, what goes on in that 20, 30 minute drive home? Like, what the hey, you know? Anyway, so if you're cleaning out your car, just one little space, maybe you're cleaning out your center console. Maybe you're cleaning out a corner of your room I'm in the season. I'm having Clutterbee come back. They're going to be helping me. I'm getting a new rug in my bedroom because it's just time. It's time for a refresh. I have tried two different curtain styles and I've sent them all back because I want a refresh. I am craving an energetic refresh because this is part of my identity shift. If you feel less clutter, less stress in your home, in your car, in your office, think of every other area, how that bleeds into that area of your life, how much more productive you're going to be just from cleaning out the physical spaces, just from setting up a space that you feel really good and proud to work from, a designated space. Like you are taking yourself seriously if you have a designated workspace. Not that you don't take yourself seriously, because I work in my car. I work all over the place, right? I work at my kitchen island. I work all over. But I just feel differently when those places are cleaned. I feel differently when I record a podcast in my office, when I work in my office and I have my space set up. Okay? All right. Reinventing your daily language, how you're speaking to yourself, how you're thinking in your brain, right? In this big, beautiful brain that you have, because it is, it's beautiful. But that first thought that we have, that's autonomic. We don't think about that. Boom, here it is. Whoa, how did that get here? You can then change and shift the wording of your next thought. So if your first thought when you wake up in the morning is, oh, I have to blank, blank, blank. And this is like 101, mindset work 101. Okay, we're bringing it back. You shift from I have to I get to. Let's just use that for an example. Think of how that is going to shift your energy. Think of how that is going to shift your identity. If you are somebody that over time you start working with these parts of yourself and you no longer feel as negative or as pessimistic as you may have once felt in your life, if you are always the person who's like, oh, I have to, you know what I mean? And you get to shift to, well, I get to do this. Like I have said this and I will say it again. My Oura Ring will detect my most stressful parts of the day are driving my kids to school and driving them home from school. Mostly driving them home from school. Why? Because all of their energy is built up from being in school all day, right? They get into the car. They want to fight each other. Or sometimes, like the second most stressful part of the day is like that after school, like 2 to 3 hours where it's like we're getting them ready for practices or they have homework or whatever they're doing. Oh my gosh. And your kids are just fighting. And they're not getting along. Ugh, right? It's stressful. My Ring tracks that time frame, that 30-minute drive from school to home is one of the most stressful of my day. But I know one day I'm going to look back and I like get emotional about it now. Yes, they might be assholes in the car. Yes, they might be fighting each other, right? But I am very fortunate and very blessed that I get to drive my kids to school and pick them up from school every single day. Because there are a lot of people who don't get the opportunity. And you might be somebody who's like, yeah, I don't want to do that because I don't like that drive to school. That's fine, right? We all have the things. We get to blank, blank, blank. You get to fill this in. You get to drive your kids to practices, right? You get to do that homework with your kids, right? Yes. I am thank the Lord ChatGPT has entered the chat because I have given up on math a long time ago. And thank God for my husband, because his brain is more mathematical than mine. And my brain thrives more in English. Like I was really good in English growing up in school. Like I can write, I know my adjectives and my nouns and my verbs, right? Like those are things that come easy to me. Where for my husband, I love him, and he would say this on this podcast, like still there, he does not know how to spell, right? Like for the correct use in a sentence. You know what I mean? That drives me nuts, but that's not his strong suit. Just as if he's like, what do you mean you can't like do this simple problem in your head? I'm like, I don't know the words that are coming out of your mouth. Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's not computing in my brain. And he's like, okay. So we each have our strengths, right? In that same breath, wherever you are saying, if you're waking up with that energy of like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to go to the gym, I have to do that. There are people out there in this life, and this is not whatever, but like who are dreaming of living the life that you live, who are dreaming of being able to go to the gym. And here we are dreading it because like, you know, but you have two legs that work. You have two arms that work, right? You understand the ideas that I'm laying down. Right? You're understanding the message that I'm trying to get across. If you shift that one phrase, as simple and as basic as it may sound, I'm not calling you basic, I'm not calling me basic, I'm not calling that basic, but like this is a thing that's been out there for a really long time, right? This isn't new, this isn't reinventing the wheel. But if you can shift that mentality of, oh, I have to do this, oh, I have to do this, ugh, to I get to do this, you will start to see your energy change. You will start to see how your identity starts to shift. Other people are going to notice, which is really cool. They might start to notice before you start to notice, because guess what? You're in your mind and body 24/7. There's no getting out of here. There's no getting out of here. The only time I've ever felt that I've been able to escape this meat suit is when I'm doing, you know, sitting in ceremony. When I get to leave this physical body and go travel into the stars. Like I'm still here, but I get to experience different levels and layers and all of the other things that are out there, right? But for the most part, we're stuck in here. So other people might start to notice. Think about it. It's like it's September, right? It's Mother Jesus Christ. This is crazy. The end of September almost. We're in Q4, baby. Like we have October, November, and December. We have the burr months left. That's it. Think of the version you can be if you start to adapt, like get the momentum rolling of these 21 days of implementing, integrating these energetic shifts alongside other women who are just like you in different walks of life, but like they're like you, like we are all the same, but we are all so different and unique. You know what I mean? Think of what your life was going to look like. And this isn't to say that every day I'm going to be like, blah, 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 like all at once. No, these are gradual shifts that we integrate with accountability. It's like so simple, but this is the shit we forget and that we don't do and that we don't prioritize. And it's like very, very minimal to invest in this 21 days. Like I will tell you, this masterclass is free. This is less than $100 to join if you're a part of the masterclass for these 21 days. Like it's very obtainable for you. I will just say that. Okay. So this is the pivot. This is the challenge. Pick one area, one little micro shift that you are craving reinvention today. Maybe you put on a different bra. All right, cool. Like, yes, let's go with that. But like you notice your energy shift. Cool. Maybe it's a different part of your outfit. Maybe you cleaned out one drawer. Maybe you did your hair in a different way. I don't know. Give it a try. Okay? Challenge yourself. Ask yourself, who do I need to become to hold this new version of you? Who are you becoming? Then we'll get into over time, like, then what are we letting go? What are we making room for? How do we actually do that? Right? We'll get into all of that. But this reinvention, this identity upgrade and shift, it's not going to stick. It's not going to last unless you pivot who you believe you are. You must believe it, because we can do all of these things. We can do them over and over and over again. But if there is that underlying through message inside of you that you are not believing it, it's going to be like walking uphill barefoot. Like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a challenge, and you're going to be fighting with yourself and coming up against a lot of roadblocks in that aspect. And what helps here is being surrounded by other people who can see you and hold that for you and mirror it back in the most supportive and loving way. I promise. Okay. So if you are feeling like, ooh, like this is, I promise you are, you might be feeling stuck right now. You're not stuck. Like, there is a way out. You are just attached to an outdated identity. Okay. You're just attached to that. Like, this sticky part of you is like, no, don't let go of me. Like, we don't want to go. Right. But this light part of you, this higher version of yourself, like this part is calling you forward, because this reinvention, this upgrade, this identity shift, it's always available. And the moment you claim who you're becoming, even if you don't know who that is specifically, that's okay. But you know, like, you know, you're being called forward. You start living a life you cannot shut up about. And that is what this is all about, right? Like, you can't shut up about how good your life is. Think of that. Think of that version of yourself where it's like, holy shit, I can't shut up about this because this feels so dang good. And that then leaks in the most beautiful way. Usually you hear an energy leak and it's like negative. This then spreads in every area of your life, your business, your relationship, as a parent, as a friend, as a sister, as a leader, as a boss, as an employee, whatever, online. In real life. Ooh, think about that. Because I'm really, really excited. But it starts with you. It starts with you making a choice. It starts with you making a choice. That's it. The choice is yours. And you can do it for free. Free 99, baby. If you want to join us, okay? September 24th, which is today, if you're listening to this when this comes out, September 25th, click the link below. You can still join in. You will get the recording sent right to your email. And then you will have first access and the best pricing for our 21-day integration. Ooh, baby, it's going to be so good. All right. Oh, that was a longer episode than I had set out for, but somebody out there, we needed to hear it. I needed to say it. This energy needed to move through me and land within you. All right. So I hope you have a beautiful week. I cannot wait to see you inside of the Becoming Obsessed 2-day free masterclass and then our 21-day energy integration. It will have a better name than that, but I'm playing around with it. Okay. I will have the name. It's coming. But that is all I have for you today. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful weekend. I will see you all in the 21 days that starts October 1st. I cannot wait. Okay. I love you all. Bye. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.